Hello and welcome to the Gentleman Podcast with me, Tim Walger.
Me, the GBF.
And me, Zena, the technician.
Great to have you with us, Zena.
Thank you.
So, it's an exciting day today, isn't it? We are getting things ready for the big event.
Pregnant excitement.
Don't mention pregnancy, Gavin. Hashtag me too.
No, I just feel that there's a buzz around the place, you know, people... Expectation is palpable.
Yes, it is. Yes, the excitement is in the air, and amazingly, nothing seems to have gone too badly wrong.
The wheels are still on at the moment.
Ooh, don't jinx
it. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. This is true.
Zina, you were saying this is your favourite part of the show is when you arrive.
Yeah, it's always my favourite part. When you come in really early, the venue is still empty apart from probably one or two people who work there. They let us in, and then the ring gets set up, and it's... And, you know, we get the stuff out.
It's all relaxed before the rush.
It's not necessarily relaxed, but it's like kind of you kind of feel that the venue is used for a couple of hours and you get it sorted. And then when it's all done and the people come in, and then the excitement starts.
Yes, everyone's got their job to do and everyone knows what they're doing. And you're putting things in place for what will be, what we hope, a really exciting, you know. And you're very much aware of the transformation of the venue as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
From being empty to later on in the night, we hope, being full of screaming, shouting chess boxing fans.
And like as soon as we come in, everyone gets into their routine. Everyone knows, as you say, everyone knows their little job, and it just happens.
Yeah, I like nice. It. It's one of the nice parts of the job. And one of the other nice parts of the job is sitting down for breakfast as well,
getting up early, getting to the venue, sorting your kit out.
Treating yourself to a cooked breakfast in a nice cafe environment.
The trouble is, all I can think of is Zina's shorts.
It's always been something.
No,
it's always something that distracted you.
I know we're not allowed to talk about that on the podcast.
You're allowed to talk about it, but it's not even that special.
Well, they're nice. You know, they are nice shorts. They've got sparkles on them. They catch the light.
Diamantes.
Yeah. And
It feels like you've got. You're wearing the night sky.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm wearing leggings with shorts on top and the London chess boxing T-shirt. Nobody of you guys wears because it's. I'm working and carrying stuff up, so I'm wearing something practical.
I'm wearing something practical.
Yeah, that London T-shirt. The London chess boxing T-shirt is obviously, you know, making you seem very hot.
What do you mean? In what way? In what sense?
Well, as it would anyone, you know, you put on a London chess boxing T-shirt and you look attractive. Yeah.
No, he's like it's Tim's way of trying to be again slightly controversial.
London chess boxing
and
T-shirts.
Egging me on.
London chess boxing T-shirts available to order.
No,
through
not.
The website.
No, they're absolutely not.
No, but we should make that happen.
No, we already talked about that in the past, and we decided not to.
No, okay, you're right. Well, okay, well maybe.
I'm always right. What's the mantra?
What would Cena do?
Yeah, that's what you live by. And why don't you ever live by it?
Not just in chess boxing.
It's like for years I'm trying to get Tim when he makes a decision to go for the
WSD, and I do.
And no, he doesn't. He thinks about it, and then last minute he veers completely off it.
Sorry, the WSD.
WWSD, what would Zina do?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, he just does, it's just trying hard, but it's just...
Zina's not just a person, it's a philosophy.
Yeah. Anyway, it wouldn't be right to complete the podcast without mention of World Cup finals.
Yes, I'm missing. Mm-hmm. I am missing the German football game tonight.
Sweden.
Which has never happened before. I am terrified. We haven't played well, but actually not... That's not quite true. Mexico has played very well strategically.
Tim, I would really like to see the Germans get knocked out tonight. What do you think?
Well, if it could happen, then yeah.
I'm going to be supporting Sweden.
I don't want to take sides in something like this. I always prefer to cheer for a team to win rather than a cheer for a team
supporting
to lose.
I'm cheering for Sweden to win.
I kind of got a very soft spot for Germany, so I will be sad if they go out. I was in Germany when they won the World Cup.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I was
remember.
In Berlin.
I was there.
And you were there too,
I
yeah.
I was there.
So, it's kind of like you... why not? Germany, I like Germany. I mean, if I was going around the world from an alien...
like Phileas Fogg.
Yeah, no, like from an alien perspective and thinking, oh, yeah, I really wanted to choose a national team to support. I'm sorry, but I'd be very tempted to support Germany. I'm not sure that I would be particularly drawn to England.
No, well, they're not very good.
Well, but the thing is, like, whatever happens tonight, I prefer Germany to win if they win through a good play. I don't prefer them to win through a stumbled in, random game.
Iran, you
know? Well, no, but just, you know, like, if they make it, I hope they make it in a decent way and not in a controversial way.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see Mesut come good as well.
I prefer, like, if some of the new strikers just get some goals, and like Timo Werner or Brun would be nice.
But why isn't Sané playing for you?
I don't know why people are so puzzled about that.
Because he's a really good striker.
He won the Premier League this season.
Yeah, I honestly didn't
know he was German until like fairly recently. And I'm thinking, wow, he's German. Then they're really going to be unstoppable in the World Cup. But he didn't get picked.
I don't know. But surely Jogi Löw has made very good decisions in the past, and he makes them for a reason.
There is somebody who makes very good fashion decisions as well.
For him.
Jogi.
Yeah,
I know.
Fantastic hair.
He's everything. He's got it.
I'm sorry, I can't think of Jogi without thinking about that bogey pick thing he did. And that really puts me off.
As if you've never done that.
Never done that.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Not as an adult. No, it was disgusting.
I'm sure. I've never done it
on national television, like whilst watching an international game of football, yeah. Knowing that everybody in the world would be watching.
Yeah, that was
pick
unfortunate.
My nose.
So, you know, regardless of his football talent or his managerial talent, he's forever known as Bogeyman to me.
Well, do you think we should get back on topic? Because
yeah,
what I plan to
anyway.
Do. Thank you, Zina. What we're planning to do is do a bit of guerrilla podcasting, so I'm going to be going around during the event trying to interview some of the fighters before they get into the ring,
and
some of them afterwards as well.
Some of the crowd, yes, let's get them.
Great idea.
So, of the fighters, who are you most looking forward to seeing?
In action, well, Crazy Arms versus Vincent Forrest. I mean, that's going to be the one to watch, isn't it? I think. And also Baxter v. Cashman. That is going to be really fun.
I think the chess on that is going to be interesting, actually. I think Ashman, or DJ Punch, should we
DJ
say.
DJ Punch, yeah.
He's probably got him on the chest, but Roger's so confident.
Yep.
I imagine what's going to happen is DJ Punch is going to beat him on the chest, and Roger's going to absolutely lose it. He's going to be so angry, because I think he thinks he's got him on the chest, Roger.
And then Andre Glenzer is going to be demonstrating his chess prowess.
Mm-hmm. He's the best chess player.
He's one of the best chess players we've ever had, and that's including Carl Ouch. Yeah.
They've never fought. I suppose the different weight categories. Right?
We'll also have Carl doing some chess demonstrations in the ring, so that will be fun.
Are we going to hear any Ouchian
philosophy?
Philosophy.
I hope so.
Oh dear.
I hope so. All right then. I look forward to hearing more from our fighters and our audience members.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen. And so I'm here behind the scenes at the Thunderdome event at the Dome in Tufnell Park. I'm here with Andre Glenzer. It's the GBF. So Andre, it's the first time I've met you, I believe. And where have you come from?
I'm from Essen in Germany.
Okay, and you traveled there today? From there today?
Yeah, yesterday we took a flight together with my wife and my little daughter. My daughter is now at some friends of us here near to London.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and today I heard about a big surprise. My opponent, he has injured himself in the neck. So from this point here, I wish you all the best, Lewis. It's really a pity. So just all the best to you and your health from this place here. Hope that you will get fine soon.
It's a shame, isn't it? You were looking forward to competing with Lewis. I know he's a good competitor.
Yeah, I really now have to think 10 minutes if I really should fight against Nick Cornish is here, and he offered me, it's really kindly of him, he offered me to have a fight now, that I am not traveling so far just to watch the show,
okay.
Very kindly of him, but to be honest, I have to think about 10 minutes of it, because Lewis was not my weight, and I lost some weight, and I'm from 73 to 74 in the moment.
I see.
And Nick is over 80.
I see.
And this is really, you know, a big difference.
Yeah, it's a way up, isn't it?
Yeah, I really don't know, because I prepared the whole time for Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He's smaller.
He is smaller, yeah.
He has 70 kilogram, yeah. And I have chosen all my sparring partners in this direction, and now I have faced Nick. Look to him. Oh no.
But you'd be a similar height, maybe, I think.
Yeah, he's only two or three
heavier set. Yeah.
I don't know if I should do it. I have just to see 10 minutes of it.
So, are you a football fan? Because you're missing you're missing a football match tonight. So.
Yeah. This was really a pity. So, before I talked to Tim to make this event happen, mm-hmm. here, I thought, okay, who's the opponent? Sweden, second round. Everything is decided because we have beaten Mexico 5-0, but now it's a game of fate for the German national team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, perhaps it would be the best to say, Nick, oh no, I could fight and then I could watch football.
Just in case you've been living under a rock, the World Cup is on, and it's tonight is Germany versus Sweden, I think. Mm-hmm.
And then Sweden.
So Andre will be missing most of that game, although I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll see. But best of luck to Germany. You know, as an England fan, I always hate to see Germany lose. So. Oh.
I thought a little bit about the English team. Mm. There are a lot of young players, I've heard, and more talented players. Mm-hmm. And I think you have won 2-1 the first game.
Very lucky, I think we were.
Yeah, but perhaps, England, this time, perhaps it could happen that you win a penalty.
I think that's unlikely. So you fought, obviously, chess boxing several times before, is that right?
Yeah, I boxed against Mike Botley in 2030 here at Scania. I wish you all the best, Mike, if you hear it. It was a really hard match because Mike was definitely a much better boxer than me. Mm. And he was really fast and... it was really near to a KO. It was really, really tight, and somehow I managed to checkmate him before.
so you were slightly better on the chess than he was?
Yeah, slightly. So I was really, really lucky that he haven't KO'd me in the third round.
I understand your chess is pretty good. What's your rating?
Yeah, I haven't played tournaments, real serious tournaments, for 10 years now because of my family and all the job and all the stuff. When I stopped it, it was about 2000. But actual ratings on chess24.com, for example, I'm about 2500 when I'm in a better mood.
Okay.
So we should
look forward to that then. Look, there should be some good chess played.
Yeah, if I say it now and I stumble a piece in the first 5 minutes,
maybe I should ask you at the end.
It wouldn't
afterwards.
Be good.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'm definitely from the chessboard. So I started to box much later in my life and try to combine it. And it's just fun for me here to box and to.
How does the boxing affect your chess? Do you find it more difficult to focus and see the moves once you've been boxing? No, really, it's still clear for you?
No, it just helps me to improve the chess because all of the sport, I'm just better in a much physical condition.
Mm.
It's I'm not so nervous anymore when I'm on a chess board, when I'm sitting in front of a chess board, because I think, hey, if I stood my man in a boxing ring, then this is just nothing really... which should scare me.
Yeah.
So it really helps me. And from time to time, people ask me if it isn't good for the brain if you get all the hits. Okay, it isn't good. Yeah. But I said to myself, it's just like if you always eat stuff which isn't healthy and you don't make any sports, then you will get fat and you will die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you always box and doesn't do for your brain and got all the hits and don't combine, don't play chess, don't learn language, you will get stupid perhaps. Yeah. But if you train your brains, then there's nothing you should be scared of.
Well, Andre, I just want to thank you for traveling all the way here. It's fantastic to see you on the show. I'm hoping that we'll be able to catch up with you if you do end up fighting Nick Cornish, and we'll see how you got on.
Yeah, I will definitely think about it. But greetings to all the chess boxing family. And have a nice evening here today, and thank you very much for this.
Okay, hello Roger.
Hello.
Or should I say Cannonball?
wait until the ring. But yes, hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I feel, well, the good kind of nervous, but I'm ready. I've been doing my road work, I've been doing my training.
And how many kilos have you lost for this?
Oh god, I started in January at about 106, 107, and now I am 84 kilos, so that is about 22, 23, which is, I think is dead on 50 pound, which is quite good. But I didn't expect it to go off that quickly, but it's a really good feeling.
And we're about an hour out from the fight now. How are you feeling? Have you got any tactics? You may not want to explain them.
Well,
right,
given that Dave is very kindly putting his hands over his head. No, I'm just trying to be flexible, because you don't know what's going to... you can't have concrete things in your head, because then you'll try and make reality turn out in a way that it never really is going to.
Okay. And do you feel like, obviously you've lost some weight, but do you feel like you're fit?
Yes,
feel
like you're going to go the distance? Fitter. I think so. I would certainly hope so. I feel like I can. I do my running. I do my swimming, and my stamina's there. So yeah, touch wood. Let's hope that's the case.
And have you got anyone coming to watch you?
My family are all up in Yorkshire.
Okay.
So I don't think they'd be able to come, because they're quite concerned. But
well,
I told them how nice Dave is and everything. So yeah,
he's a lovely guy. They'll hopefully be watching the live stream, aren't they?
Oh yeah, I've posted the link to all of the social media streams I know, so hopefully I'll have some good traffic from that.
Excellent. Well, best of luck.
Cheers. And thanks to everyone who's helped me get here, because it's been a really good experience, let alone like the result. But yeah.
Great. Well, and we'll be hopefully catching up with you after the fight, see how it went.
Cheers.
Here behind the scenes with is it David or Dave?
Either's good.
DJ Punch.
That's my name.
That's your name. Don't wear it out. So, DJ Punch, how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, confident, but nerves are kicking in, so
okay. You look incredibly relaxed.
It's all a mask.
Is it? Because I've never seen anybody for the first fight seem so calm and together. It doesn't seem like it's phasing you at all.
We're always told in training, boxers are actors.
That's true. You can't let them see you. You're hurt. You're tired. You've got to.
It's the poker face. Yeah.
Keep it together. Yeah. And imagine, chess is set similar as well. You know, you psychologically you've got to be strong, haven't you? Just wait for a cannonball to stop filling his water bottle. So how's the training gone?
It's been good. I've lost some weight. Quite in shape. It's been good.
Yeah. So how many have you lost? A few kilos. Do you know how many?
Lost about 7-8 kilos from starting out.
Okay.
I was about 100, 102, now 95, so.
Okay, so you've got a few pounds on Cannonball.
Yeah.
So are you planning to use that to your advantage, do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to tire him out in the ring and then throw my weight around.
You think you're a bit fitter than him then?
Well, I'll just do my thing and then
and
see how we go.
And have you had many chess games against each other?
We played a few times. I've got the edge, so we'll see how it goes.
So how many games have you played?
Five.
And how many have you won?
Four.
Right. Okay. So you've got an advantage. So if you can hold it together in the boxing.
3-1-1, I think.
All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's a bit of a question mark over.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the stats there, but so clearly you're going to try and hold it together in boxing and see what you can do on the board then.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you got anybody coming to watch?
Yeah, a few mates coming down from Cambridge, coming down, and a few mates here from London as well.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for chatting to us, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Okay, well, we'll catch up with you after the fight.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Okay, so that's it for now from the Chess Boxing Thunderdome special podcast. We'll be back with some more next week.
Yeah, we'll be catching up with all the fighters, and we're seeing how they got on.
So it's goodbye from me, Tim Walker.
It's goodbye from me, the GBF.
It's goodbye from me. See you in the technician.